From scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we're going to be looking at research. Yes, I know that's a surprise for all our listeners, but we just can't help ourselves. There's just good research to be talking about, so we're going to talk about it. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about a report from the IBM Institute for Business Value. They've done a report called Augmented Work for an Automated AI-Driven World. Now, before we get into it, now, normally my news head says we should just launch in with a really interesting stat or headline and then discuss it, and then talk about all the boring bits at the end. But I'm going to put the boring bit at the beginning because I think this is important. There's a lot of research in our industry and in our sector, and a lot of it is based on not many responses. So I just wanted to quantify this because it basically this methodology has involved surveying 3,000 global C-suite executives and 21,000 workers sort of the end of December 2022, January 2023. Now, this is a really significant amount of people. So I think we talk about research from people like PwC. You know, there's great sort of annual bits of research that inform what everyone's doing. But I think this type of research is lesser well known, but talks to a significant number of people. So actually, it has some interesting insights. So there you go. That's all the boring spiel that's taken way too long to get through. But I thought I would say it because I think it's important.
I think you're making some really interesting points, Martin. Let me just sum that up with the headline, which I loved, and I've actually quoted already, is AI won't replace people. There's the statement. But people who use AI will replace people who don't. That just sums it all up. This is the world of work that we're moving into. And it's rather like... 20 years ago, you could have said computers won't replace people at work, but people who don't use computers will be replaced by people who do.
Yeah.
Same idea that this is a massive shift in work, and this is going to be embedded into work, and we won't even think about it. Just like you and I wouldn't even think for a second. I open my laptop, I don't go, no, I'm consciously using this very exciting new tool. It's just work. And I think AI will be exactly the same. Just work. Yeah. So you picked up on that graph on page 7, which is very interesting. It's called the new skills paradigm. Talk us through that. But what they're basically saying is that in the AI era, the most essential skills are people skills. And I think that is also a great headline, a great statement. So talk us through the new skills paradigm.
Yeah, so they asked the question, what do you believe are the most critical skills required for the workforce today? And the answer is not technical skills. They've looked at this. This institute has been researching this question for a number of years. So they've got data in this graph from 2016 up to 2023. So in 2016, number one was proficiency in STEM subjects. And that is now the bottom of the list 7 years later, which it seems quite extraordinary, really. But what's happened is that has been replaced at the top by time management skills and the ability to prioritize, ability to work effectively in team environments, ability to communicate effectively. And then the fourth one is willingness to be flexible, agile, and adaptable to change. And then we get into analytics skills, ethics and integrity, interestingly, and also industry and occupational specific skills, which is a bit more generic, a sort of general way of saying, you know, you need the skills that those jobs in your industry require. But interestingly, this got nothing to do with STEM or technical skills. It's got everything to do with how you learn and interact with people and how you communicate.
Yes.
And I think that's quite extraordinary for a report that is about AI.
Yeah, I do too. The bottom three are capacity for innovation and creativity, basic computer and software application skills, and proficiency in STEM. It's like a flip over the last 7 years or so. It's completely turned upside down. Sadly, governments are still batting on about if you haven't got STEM skills, you won't get a job. STEM is the most important thing that you can possibly do. And sadly, they could well be out of time because the things that are being cut from the curriculum are the softer, what I call the power skills about communication, about flexibility, agility, and adaptability, all those things, which to me are have always been really important, but it's being backed up now by the skills paradigm that they're saying. So these things are utterly fundamental. If you can't work in a different sort of environment and adapt as that environment adapts, you're dead in the water, and no amount of STEM skills will save you. I think these are well-made points from IBM. And it's interesting, this is IBM. This is the techie company that focuses on software development, and it used to focus on building machines. This is IBM's data, it's their analysis, and they're kind of swallowing it whole, I think. They accept what we're saying, what you and I have just been saying, and it's there for black and white in the report. So therefore, if that's all you think about, this report is extremely interesting and worth reading because it goes slightly against the grain. And it's quite optimistic about AI. It's saying that there's obviously adjustments and bits and pieces, but essentially AI will be our work companion, just as my laptop is my work companion now. It will just be second nature. We will get more productive, more interesting work because a lot of the grunt stuff that we now have to grind through will be dealt with by some kind of AI tool or many different AI tools. There's not going to be one that will work for us, but there'll be many. So that's fascinating.
I think one other thing I would add is that it does make the point that this AI is, should not be seen as the thing that's just going to help you automate what you already do. And I think this is quite an interesting one for learning teams. It's not, the initial push might well be for AI to do some heavy lifting of processes, within processes that already exist. But actually, the opportunity here is to re-engineer the processes completely, knowing that AI is a tool that is a part of that process. So what
Yes.
would that look like? It's not simply generating content for a course where you used to pay someone to do it. Now you can get AI to do the heavy lifting. Clearly, that can be done, but is that the extent to which AI is going to shape the process of the learning team? No, it's not. And I think that's what this report is, for me, quite interesting. It's kind of flagging that up. It's like, actually, this is about re-engineering. So that's the work that needs to be done as well.
Yes, it says humans offer capability through empathy and creativity, and machines drive scalability through AI and robotics. And it's saying the human-machine partnership will provide the best of both worlds, offering personalization, foresight, and acceleration more than and better than either of those two can do on their own. So we're not going to be living in a world where everything is done by AI, or in a world where you can kind of keep it out. And I worry about those companies who've got, blanket bans on the use of any kind of AI technology because they think it's dangerous and are stopping AI getting a hold of their data. I think sooner rather than later, the very least they'll have is internal-based AI that will crunch through all of their data and therefore create much more resilient companies who know what they know far, far better than they do at the moment. So it's again, it's not new that there are internal intranet search engines, but this is a whole new dimension of capability and speed and intelligence. That's what I think is exciting. So my feeling is, Martin, it's an upbeat report. It's actually saying things are going to change, but by golly, work's going to be better, more motivating, more exciting, more interesting. And I say, amen to that, IBM.
And on that note, let's say a fond goodbye until our next episode. But that's great. It is a good report. So we'll put the link to it under the podcast episode so you can get to it. But thanks for that, Nigel. That's great discussion.
Always good to talk, Martin. Thank you. From scratch.